Agatha Raisin and the Walkers of Dembley by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. It was a clear, warm evening when they all met up again. Ill-assorted as they were, Geoffrey could not help thinking how relaxed and happy they all were without Jessica around. She had dominated them so much. He mentally pulled himself up. He was already thinking of her in the past tense. They marched out of Dembley in the golden evening. When they reached Sir Charles's estate, Geoffrey unfurled a large ordnance survey map of the Pathfinder series and with one grubby fingernail outlined the route. A silence fell on the group. Without the militant Jessica heading them, none could get away from an uneasy feeling of trespass. The evening was very still and quiet. They carefully shut farm gates behind them. Jessica would have left them open. Soon they reached the field of oilseed rape, blazing golden in the westering sunlight. "Look," said Geoffrey, stopping at the edge of the field. Jessica, they assumed it must have been Jessica, had certainly marched right into the field, trampling and stamping down the flowers.
"She must have jumped her way along to do this damage," said Alice, quite awed.
They fell into single file, Geoffrey at the head, and followed the track. Over the trees at the far end of the field rose the bulk of Barfield House.
"The track stops here," said Geoffrey. "Was she burying something?"
They all gathered around and looked down at the mound of earth and torn yellow flowers. Kelvin edged forward and scraped at the earth with one large foot. A little cascade of loose earth fell from the mound, and there, sticking out, was a booted foot and a white leg. A white, hairy leg. Jessica never shaved her legs.
"Oh, God!"
shrieked Alice. She knelt down and scrabbled at the earth with her fingers. Gradually, Jessica's body was exposed. Her earth-soiled face stared sightlessly up to the calm evening sky. Deborah turned away and was violently sick. Gemma began to weep, and Mary Trapp fainted, falling over the dead body in a grotesque embrace. Kelvin pulled her away.
"We've done enough. Get the police."
"Don't, you daft pillocksy. Someone's murdered her,"